Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797.
Breaking news concerning the Red Wing game tonight.
Yeah.
From Ken Cal.
Kenny.
Auston Matthews will not play for Toronto tonight.
Okay. It's interesting. Will Anderson and Nico Collins may not play for Houston this weekend. So that would help.
Were they listed as questionable?
So neither of them practiced yesterday, and all the Houston media was saying they are not trending towards playing Sunday. So take it for what it's worth.
Who would you rather not see on the field?
Out of those two?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Will Anderson.
And yet, I mean, no, I agree with it because he can have the impact, the ultimate impact, which because he can take a quarterback out.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I feel confident with the Lions offense against their defense. Like logic would say, I think you would rather not see Nico Collins because how good he is and limit what that offense can do.
So there's been some pretty crazy numbers as it pertains to the Lions. We told you about the Goff stat that he had 21 incompletions against Tampa. That was 7 games ago. And the 6 games since, he's had 22 incompletions combined. Houston, if they don't have Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs is out. Those two represent 62% of the team's receiving yards, 45% of their targets, and almost 56% of their team's first read design target. So like that, the plays are designed to go to him. But if they don't have those two, yeah, then they're getting down on the depth chart. It impacts their offense. CJ Stroud not having the year he had last year, quarterback for Houston. I mean, it's not way off, but there's some real alarming things. Like he was sacked 38 times all of last year. He's been sacked 30 already this year. He threw 5 interceptions all of last year. He's thrown 4 already this year, but he's been under some duress, and that's impacted the way he's played. But, you know, those two may not play this week. All right, so we were talking about Goff for MVP and how he's again, I don't care, but I think Jared Goff is really good at cultivating a chip on his shoulder, and you hear it. You hear him call out people. You hear him mention what's being said about them. And with this MVP, everybody loving the debate, is it Lamar? Is it King Henry? Well, it might be Jared Goff. And Thursday Night Football, seeing some of that debate and reading stuff I saw today, I'm like, you know what? Goff can cultivate a bit of a chip on his shoulder that he deserves a little bit more discussion here. Who's this? I don't know. I would love more than anything for Goff to win MVP and the Lions to win the Super Bowl. But Goff is facing one of the best seasons ever. Lamar's going to throw for 4,500 yards with 40 touchdowns and 1,000 rushing yards. And the Ravens killed us last year without Henry. I'm hoping, I don't know what that is. Hoping John Harbaugh stops that train because I think he's the only one that can.
Maybe it means Jim Harbaugh.
That or if he thinks that John Harbaugh can't get out of his own way, and he'll be the what limits them from getting further. Because he's the coach of that team.
He wrote Jim Hatboff. I don't know. Proofread before you send, please. Chris and Tecumseh, can you really be considered for MVP if there's two people nominated on the same team? So that's the thing. Will there be a split vote from the Baltimore? I mean, people split that vote and Goff sneaks in? Well, We're a long way away.
Yeah, but I mean, look
that
at
could be a factor.
Last night, it was clearly a Lamar Jackson night, not a Derrick Henry night.
Yeah.
I mean, Derrick Henry had a touchdown. He had 4 yards to carry, but he had like 60 yards rushing.
He had a touchdown after Lamar had an amazing run down to the one.
Yeah.
It's so funny. We're sitting in the office today, and Gator sees that highlight, and he goes, I don't understand why he didn't score. He should have just cut to the left. And I'm like, yes, Gator, what Lamar Jackson needs is your advice.
I need to be the one to tell him how to run. I mean, I know.
Apparently.
I was surprised. Were you not surprised? Because it seemed like if he had cut back at the end of that run, if he cuts to the left earlier and with conviction, he's going to be in the end zone.
I used to sit in the stands when I was growing up as a kid next to, they should have done this guy, who from up above.
You were sitting next to Gator?
Was always saying.
I'm asking you the question. Did you think that when you're watching a play happen, did you expect him to cut in and score the touchdown?
Did I think he could have? Yes.
Okay.
Question Lamar Jackson?
I'm not questioning Lamar Jackson. I'm making an observation. It seemed like he could have scored if he went this way. Am I wrong? Apparently, I'm not wrong. So stop making fun of me.
I think it's a lot easier when you see it from above
as opposed to when you're
on the field.
That's very true. We have this, 4K at home.
Of course. I'm just saying.
He's got a completely different POV than us.
When you watched the play, King, were you surprised?
I was just surprised he got there.
It was an amazing run, right?
It was unreal. I thought he said that about three times.
Is he not out of bounds? Well, he's going to score, right? He can cut up and score, and then he doesn't. And, I'm just saying, I'm surprised he didn't score on the play.
My favorite, though, this guy would always say, I would have cut it back there. I'm like, good.
Well,
yeah, you would have been tackled 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So who cares what you would have done? I would have stayed outside. I was constant with this dude. And I'm like, would you? Would you?
Well, thanks for putting me in that category.
I know.
Because that's clearly what I was saying.
Put yourself in that category.
It's not at all. All I'm saying is after watching the play, what I said was, do you think he could have scored? And you said yes. So we agree.
I think he could have scored, but it wouldn't have crossed my mind until you said it because I stopped playing that.
Yeah, well, there's lots of those plays where you see guys wide open in the end zone after the play. You're like, oh, if he threw it to him, he would have scored a touchdown. It's just another one of those observations. If he had cut in, touchdown. Doesn't matter. They scored and they won the game.
Well, to go back to that ticket text, though, that said, hey, if you have two great players like this on a team, how can you say one's the MVP over the other because you have somebody almost as good as you on the same team? I think that was the point of the ticket text. When Goff is he's not doing it by himself, but there's no one on his level compared to what they have in Baltimore. And last night's going to deceive people at the end of the year because they're not going to go back and go, oh, remember Lamar Jackson ran 18 yards to get to the one. They're going to look back and go, Derrick Henry had a touchdown run. That's what they're going to look at. And he gets to stack his stat sheet a little bit more, Derrick Henry with that. And so I'm hoping that those two duke it out for Offensive Player of the Year and Goff gets the MVPs. That was my case.
Well, if Goff keeps it up,
Well, that's the argument to be made.
Yeah, right? The funny thing about Goff is that the people in the game, and I heard Tirico say it, and I listen to Ben Johnson every week speak to the media. This is being presented as sustainable. And I'm not so sure, but it's like, okay, this is our offense. This is what we do. These are the plays we design. And we got a guy that can execute them. What's the big deal? Like Ben Johnson has sort of a, yeah, it's working kind of attitude that I almost feel, because sometimes guys get hot and they're just, you have one of those games.
This is what I love about this team is that they're able to execute at that level because they have a running game. And they have a running game because they have an offensive line that can protect and they can run block. It all starts up front and anything's open to what they want to do to the point where they can run, five or six trick plays to an offensive lineman because he gets bored or because he wants to embarrass the officials in Dallas. But it's everything starts up front. And if you didn't have a running game, if they had average running backs, it might be a different story. But they don't. They have really good running backs. They have a running back that was held back behind a terrible line in Chicago It's like this wild stallion that needs to be set free and finally gets a chance to show what he can do here in Detroit. And then you have this other guy that's this Mustang that can just crank down the field at a ridiculous speed. And yes, thank you, Jared Goff, also breaks tackles. And like Montgomery also has speed. I mean, these two running backs are fantastic. And, you know, maybe we need to pay more attention to what Jared said about that, that those guys are more similar than they are dissimilar.
Yeah.
You know, because they both do get up to speed quickly and they both break tackles. Now, I think it's obvious that Montgomery breaks more tackles and has this more ferocious style of rushing than Gibbs does. But Gibbs is able to do amazing things.
Jared Goff, the point they were trying to make, I think, Doug, is this isn't just a heater. This is how good he is. This is how good this offense is. This is how we operate. This isn't, oh my God, they're on this unbelievable. No, I mean, I mentioned yesterday with the 6-game stretch. They're like, this is just the season. You know, like this is not a stretch. This is not they caught fire. Even though, because the numbers are so gaudy, like Goff's completion percentage is 74.9. This is rounded up. 75%?
Mm-hmm.
That's unreal. And if they keep this, he keeps those numbers up and they finish 16-1, I don't know how you couldn't give Jared Goff the MVP.
If he keeps this up, this would be a absolute off the charts historic season. And I'm setting a total right now of one half incompletions on passes from Goff to Amon-Ra.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend, would you bet the over or under one half?
Just targeting, so not a drop, right?
Yeah.
Just any target. Just
no, a drop would count as an incompletion.
No, I know that, but I'm saying...
Just like to Amon-Ra.
Yeah,
if he delivers the ball to Amon-Ra, incompletions thrown to Amon-Ra, one half, over or under. Like that's the efficiency level that they are operating under.
It's impressive.
Yep. And it's kind of a testament to the hard work because we always hear how these two, you know, put in the extra work and he's got a jugs machine and is constantly Amon-Ra that is. And, you know, Amon-Ra trusts him and they sometimes, I mean, routes have choices to be made, decisions to be made in the course of running the route, depending on the coverage. And here's Goff and Amon-Ra seem to always be on the same page. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.